But let's fucking move on. We got the fucking big game. We got the Super Bowl. Last year, me and Alino did a nice fucking video on the Super Bowl predictions. And guess what? I think I got most of them right, except the fucking Gatorade.
Yeah.
I said it'd be orange, and it was, what, purple?
Yeah.
The most fucking random color. You look at the green, you look at the red, and what did they fucking take purple? I don't fucking understand. But we're going to quickly go over it here. I mean, the 49ers and the Chiefs, Alino, we got the Taylor Swift effect. Now, I'm only bringing this up because I know Nick does not like Taylor Swift. Maybe not as a person, but just the whole aura around a National Football League. You're talking about a fucking pop star all the time. I'll start with you, Alino. I got the lines right here. The 49ers are minus 130, and Kansas City is at plus money to win. Now,
of fucking course they are.
So Kansas City at plus money, is that your play?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
At plus money, 100%. Especially if she's making the trip over there, better fucking perform. Like, she's bringing money to this league. I think the league's going to take effect and onto the game. Tell the referee ahead of time, listen, high roller's coming. But if I'm her, though, like, you got to know the camera's always going to be on. Like, that's a lot of pressure. Every single move, every single reaction, you can't, like, say anything that might get caught on camera where, like, some professional lip reader and, like, fucking the middle of nowhere out there in Alaska would probably say, oh, I picked up what Taylor Swift said. So, yeah, she has to really be on her, like, A game of reactions and playing up to the camera. But I think Kansas City wins.
I hate this so much. I hate this so fucking much. No. Look, okay. Anytime there's superstardom involved in sports, it's good. It's really good for sports. And more often than not, sports don't get the credit that they deserve. The NFL has never needed that.
Nope.
Now the NFL has that in a way that is like, she's bigger. Like, let's be honest. In a lot of ways, she's bigger than the NFL. It sounds silly even uttering those words from my mouth, but it's true. The fact that you're going to have literally so many more people just tuning in to watch Taylor Swift's team, they don't even know what fucking team is in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they don't even say the Kansas City
Chiefs. I'm just watching
the Taylor Swifties.
But here's the thing.
Can you imagine being Taylor Swift, like just talking like Roger Goodell, be like, listen, I make more than everybody combined here.
I told you how much money she made the Kansas City Chiefs this year.
It was
$331.5 million since she started going to the NFL. since she started going to the Kansas City Chiefs team games, the Chiefs made that much more money. Since she started going. Now, look, I talked about how the WWE booking The Rock and Roman Reigns, good for business. If the Chiefs win, the NFL is looking at it, it's good for fucking business.
It's great for business. It's not good. It's great.
And we all know that the NFL is an entertainment company. The fact that they're putting them at plus money to win, like, Unless Vegas orchestrates the biggest screw job in sports history.
Where the 49ers shellack them.
That's under plus money. Purposely get them all the bet.
I would be so happy if the Niners win. And because I saw something today during a break between shooting today. We had a big shoot that we had to do today. Anyway, during lunch, I was able to look at my phone for a few minutes and I saw this. It is estimated through, I believe, FanDuel or the NFL gathered these statistics. It is estimated that 63 million Americans are going to be gambling and betting an estimated amount of $23 billion on the Super Bowl.
Fucking right.
Damn. God bless America and God you bless our sports. You
fucking degens.
So you mean to tell me how many of those billions of dollars is going to be people slamming the Chiefs at plus?
Slamming it.
I guarantee you,
$70,000.
You're gonna see. Guys are gonna be like, I'm putting the mortgage. I'm putting the house. Fuck it, $100,000 on the Chiefs to win at plus whatever the fuck it is. What's gonna happen when they lose? You know how many people are gonna? No. Seriously. We talk about anytime there's big games in any sports, playoffs or whatever. You know, you'll see if it's Mattress Mack in the World Series. Yeah. He ends up making money because of it, the way he does it for his business. But like when you see the average fan or the famous DGen gambler that's an influencer on Instagram who bets fucking $150,000 and he hits for 3 million, and then next week, like, or even Drake when he has those big hits on Stake, and then
that's fake as fuck.
Yeah, they're all
they're funding him the money so that he can make the bets. Yeah, but it's one of those things where it's like, it's good for business. It'd be foolish for the Chiefs to lose, but also if you're Vegas and for the amount you've had to pay out for the Chiefs this year, I'm telling Roger Goodell and the NFL to go fuck yourself. And I'm hoping, and I am hoping, that the 49ers fucking win. I want Brock Purdy to give everyone the fucking finger and prove to everybody. I'm not saying he is the guy, but just be the guy for one night.
I think,
let McCaffrey win a Super Bowl MVP and a Super Bowl, and you can fuck off to all the Taylor Swift fans. I am done.
We'll talk a little more about player props because Alino knows I love my player props. And in this game, man, if you really want to make some dough, now Nick is saying, I mean, people are going to put $70,000 on. Like, that's just how it is. Some people are fucked.
You always see those crazy bets. Like, a guy put $150,000 to cash on a $4 million eight-leg parlay in the Super Bowl, and then he doesn't hit, or he hits it, and it's like, why the fuck were you thinking that those eight things were going to happen? But they did. But anyway, continue. Sorry.
I'm going to call this the Taylor Swift parlay. You got KC to win, Travis Kelce to get a touchdown. That's at plus 220. That's fucking amazing odds. That is something where I look at and I'm staring at it and it's like, how the fuck do you not bet that? But on the other side of things, if you take San Fran and you take McCaffrey to get a touchdown, Alino, I don't know if you know who McCaffrey is. They're running back. He gets a fucking touchdown every game. It's like almost a fucking given that he's getting a touchdown. I think that's at like plus 110. So if you really want to take that, if you want to fucking hedge your bet, you could do one and you do the other and you just fuck around. But I'm really, really targeting in this game. I'm targeting Patrick Mahomes to get a touchdown. I think he's going to run it in. San Fran's defense is hectic. They like blitzing quite a bit. And we did see last couple weeks, Mahomes likes to run and Brock Purdy actually has some wheels. So I'm going to go with Patty Mahomes to get a touchdown. I believe that's at plus 500.
Damn, that's a enticing one. Plus 500?
Just for Patty. Patty the Batty.
Passing touchdown.
I think his passing touchdowns is at over 1.5. Let's check here. So Patrick Mahomes to get a touchdown is fucking nice. Wow.
Well, that's right now. Wait until odds are adjusted closer to the weekend. I mean, wait until Friday night and see how much everything fucking changes, whether it's for better or for worse.
So
it's going to be nuts.
So Mahomes is at 400 right now, and Purdy's at 600 to get a touchdown. Best odds is McCaffrey at minus 225. That's no value at all. And Kelsey's at minus 125. But if you look at Mahomes' actual props in the game, one that really stands out to me here. Passing touchdowns, it's at 1.5, and it's heavily favored to go over. So what does that tell you? Heavily favored to get two touchdowns, more favored than Purdy to throw two touchdowns. Well, and they're plus money.
Here's the interesting.
Something's wrong there.
Yeah, no, of course something's wrong. Here's what I'm thinking for this game. I'm hoping in terms of the quality of game we're going to get a really good game, kind of like hopefully that AFC championship game, or no, it wasn't even the championship game. 2 years ago when we got to see the Bills play the Chiefs and they went into overtime and the Bills lost and then they changed the rules for the Bills. So 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get a game like that where it's like whoever gets the ball last either wins the game or they lose the game because of like of a pick six or they just turn over the ball and then, you know, shit hits the fan. I hope that's the kind of game we get instead of something where it's like a shellacking. But McCaffrey to get a TD, Mahomes to rush one is going to be tough just because of that defense. I don't see it happening. But McCaffrey, Kelce, and I'm going to go Kittle should all be locks for TDs. They should be locks for TDs.
McCaffrey, Kelce, Kittle for touchdowns.
Or instead of Kittle, you go Juszczyk.
Well, Juszczyk to get a touchdown, you really want to cash out large. You take him for a touchdown, that's at plus 800. Alone.
Well, because the thing is, Damn,
that's actually a good one.
In their offensive passing game, though, if Kittle's not getting the ball, they rely on him for blocking.
Yeah, so he does where block.
Where Juszczyk will get off of a block and get into the end zone. Or unless you're going to go fucking Ayuk or Samuel for TD, and those guys are highly likely too. But even Brock Purdy will probably run one in.
What's another one to do? Brock Purdy. Is this his first Super Bowl as like a starting quarterback?
Yeah, it's his first Super Bowl,
yeah. Bright lights, pressure, interception.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
His interception prop, it's at minus 130 to throw one.
I would go for two. I think two interceptions he would get.
Two intercept. Let's see what that is.
One in the first quarter for sure.
Two interceptions at plus 400 let's lock for that Brock shit in. Purdy.
What's a what are the? I want to know what the odds are. The sack. What's the sack over under for both teams?
Holmes is gonna have the ball a lot more, right?
He should. I hope he doesn't because I want them to lose. But more often than not, he'll get the ball.
Let's see team props here. Sacks?
Yeah.
Wow. That's terrible. 2.5 for both teams in the game. Only 2.5 sacks.
What? Yeah. One of the best defenses in the entire NFL is only get 2.5 sacks over under?
Over under, 2.5 sacks.
See, that means there's going to be a lot of interceptions instead of sacks.
Or there's going to be a lot of flags when the quarterback does get sacked, i.e. Mr. Patrick Mahomes will get all the roughing the passer calls he wants.
Another one I really like here. I really, this to me, I think is a fucking no brainer. I'm going to go with Deebo Samuel under his fucking receiving yards. It's at 58.5. Brock Purdy's first Super Bowl, man. Like 58.5 for these receivers is a fuck ton against that KC defense.
But it's not the greatest passing secondary that they're going to go against.
But Deebo runs too.
No. I know Deebo runs. They're going to run the ball heavy that game regardless.
Down the throat.
McCaffrey's going to get the ball. Deebo's going to get the ball. Brock's probably going to run the ball a little bit too. But yeah, like this is the thing. Between the heavy emphasis on all the gambling that's going on and then it being... I heard this the other day and I kind of got a little mad. I was in line at Tim Hortons on the weekend and I heard two girls ahead of me talking, waiting to order. And, you know, I'm looking for Tim's picks, and then I completely forgot that it was the All-Star weekend. So I'm like, oh, there's no Tim's picks. Perfect. Let me just see if I got an offer or enough points to redeem for a coffee or some shit. I heard two girls talking about, instead of calling it the Super Bowl, like, are you going to watch the Taylor Swift Bowl? You going to watch the Taylor Swift Bowl? I was ready to pick up a table and throw it out the fucking window. Oh, I understand the amount of power that she has and the crazy fandom that she brings, but like, I don't know if these girls are single, if they have fathers, or if they have boyfriends, and if they watch football. But if they don't, or if they did, you're not doing your fucking job. You got to tell them it's the fucking Super Bowl. It's the biggest fucking game every year. Like, oh my God, you guys. Men had one job and they failed at this rate. Like, it's brutal. I couldn't believe it. I was almost at the point when this is going to sound like an exaggeration, but like, I was like, I don't need Tim's. I can leave and get in the car and go home. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, ugh.
The commercials too, the killing they're making on that they're already leaking it on YouTube. Save money.
I saw the Paramount Plus one. It was funny. It was, you know, Tua can throw Hey Arnold over the fucking wall, but
football head.
Yeah. It's crazy. I remember we used to never be able to watch any of those commercials but now no one has cable. Everyone streams. So everyone's just able to get American access, whether it's on YouTube or through streaming or hacking or whatever it is. So it's laughable because everyone's like, oh, we only get to watch the Canadian commercials. Like, nah, man, I saw the Eminem commercial. I saw the fucking Will Smith or whoever's going to be in a commercial, and it was fucking hilarious, or it was shit. Like, it's the same shit every year now. But one thing that hasn't changed is how much they're spending on these fucking commercials.
And I think there's a way around it now because now they don't even have to like really send it to the NFL.
Yeah.
They can say, yeah, we'll air this like 2 hours after the Super Bowl when it's cheaper and then put it up on YouTube, say, this is our Super Bowl spot. It wasn't even fucking on the Super Bowl. So technically, it's a Super Bowl commercial because it came out that day and then get that revenue from it.
It's the marketing behind it, right? And that's what makes it so intriguing and entertaining. Another thing is like the halftime show. Isn't Usher doing the halftime show?
He is, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You think he goes to the press box when Taylor Swift is in there and just tests the relationship?
I swear to God, if Taylor Swift somehow is involved at the halftime show,
I would be so pissed.
KC easily wins this game. Okay, you, guys. So we need to make our predictions. Who wins? Favorite touchdown score? And who do you think stands out the most? I'll start with you, Alino.
I'm just going to go to the safe pick there. Kansas City wins. I don't even think it's going to be that close of a game. It's going to be low scoring for the most, for like the beginning. And then a lot of kicks are going to go in. I don't think there'll be a lot of touchdowns. So I'll go KC winning 30-21.
30-21.
Wow. I'm going to go Niners. I don't know in terms of like the scoring magnitude. Like I want there to be some scores. It's not going to be a blowout. I would love for it to be a blowout. But
of course you would.
Yeah, because I want to see all the Taylor Swift fans be away from football because the one time they all wanted to tune in and really watch, their team got clapped and they're like, oh, and then Taylor Swift's like, yeah, I'm done with football. And then no one watches it ever again. That would be great. But I think the score is going to be, I'm going to say 31-24 Niners.
I'm going to go Chiefs. And I think this one is going to be one of those games where it's going to come down. It's going to be 28-27.
Oh,
what's the over under for Sunday?
47.5.
Is that considered lower?
Yeah, it's low.
It's like an average.
It's lower compared to like last year. I think the over under was, 53 or 54.5.
Yeah. Oh. And the Bengal year, I think it was 47.5, the Bengal one. And that one went under too, I think.
Yeah.
I'll say it comes down to like the final play.
I will say this, like I know my score, I said what I said and I'm gonna stick by it. But knowing what the over under spread is,
it's 2 right now. So it's minus two for the 49ers. So and it's +2 for the Chiefs.
Not even a half.
Nope.
Two and then it's 47.5. So knowing the trend of this year's games, whether it was prime time Thursday, Monday, or even some of the later Sunday games, when you get spreads like that, it's going to be fugly and it's going to be a fucking sweat. I will say your prediction, Chris, could come in the event they wanted to go so true to the spread and the over under where they're making people really sweat to hit that cash out before the 2-minute warning or whenever the cutoff is. And if it does go over, it's going to go over by like 1 or 2 points. It's not going to go over by 6 or 7. It's going to be like, oh, it went over. It was 47.5. Oh, it was 48. Oh, it was 49.
I think that this game is going to be very boring in the first half. And I think the third quarter is going to be fireworks. It's going to be like 10. It's going to be like 10-6 going into halftime. And then there's just going to be a shit ton of points in the third. And then the fourth will be a fucking snoozer. Kill the clock, take a knee, or go to bounds, take all your timeouts, fucking go get a beer.
Or you know what's going to happen? It'll be one of those games where it'll be a mediocre game in the sense of nothing's really happening. Teams are getting field goals, the odd touchdown. It'll be close. It'll be like maybe like 14-10 or whatever going into halftime. And then third quarter, you have two or three big plays, and then that's it for the rest of the game. And then it'll just be a matter of someone's trying to make a comeback. Oh, they're just out of field goal range. Oh, they go for it on fourth down. Oh, they convert. Oh, no. Oh,
and they dropped it.
Yeah. It'll be, I think it's going to be one
of those.
Oh, there's
no timeline.
Yeah. No. Oh, he used the timeout. They're out of timeouts. Oh, they're fucked. But Niners are going to win. I think they're going to cover. And I'm hoping it goes over.
We'll wait and see then. It's between the new baby goat, Patty Mahomes, and Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy. Last pick in the draft. Cool story either way. You either get Taylor Swift winning the Super Bowl with her hubby, Travis Kelce, or you get Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, bringing it home and tying the Steelers in rings.
Look, if they tie us with 6 rings, I'm not going to be that upset given the circumstances of who they're going up against and what it means for football if the Chiefs win, not going to lie. And honestly, it's about time someone caught up to us. Maybe it'll spark, light the fire under our ass to maybe go and get a 7th one next year or the year after. So it's only a matter of time.
Mahomes, if he wins, man, that's 3 already.
Yeah, and he's not that old, too.
He's 28.
Yeah,
no, still. He's not that old.
So the first one he actually ended up beating was San Fran. So will he pull a Eli Manning? Every time he fucking plays the 49ers, wins, just like when Manning played Brady, he'd win every fucking time.
I mean,
I don't know how the fuck he got 2 against Tom Brady. That's amazing.
Something. Till this day, most people still can't figure out how that happened, especially with that Randy Moss team, the fact that they couldn't win.
Alino, did you see? I saw a post where, you remember Nick Foles, the guy on the Eagles? Yeah, I remember that. Big dick Nick Foles. If Nick Foles and Eli Manning did not exist, Tom Brady would be 10-0 in the Super Bowl. That is fucking insane, man. Like, Brady's the GOAT. You're never going to see another Brady again. Oh, no, but Mahomes is coming. He's coming.
You sound like Chris Collinsworth over there.
Can happen.
He keeps winning. Okay, he could be the GOAT. He's going to have three.
So, okay, we picked our winners. Now, like you were saying, touchdown favorites?
Oh, MVP is Mahomes. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
You're giving it to Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. It's the quarterback award, unfortunately.
If the Chiefs lose, it's either Brock Purdy.
Or it's McCaffrey.
Or if it's McCaffrey. And honestly, I want McCaffrey to win because do with that. He's like the only white running back that's like the best running back in the league.
He
like,
is the best running back.
And he's white. Also, there's a couple Italians that are playing in the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs have, what's his name? I think his name is Nick Allegretti. And
that's Italian.
And obviously you got Nick Bosa. I want Bosa to bring it home. And also Christian McCaffrey's wife is Italian too, so
Italian.
Gettable for the Italians every so often. So I'm gonna go with the Niners. Christian McCaffrey, 2 touchdowns.
Oh.
Oh yeah. 1 receiving and 1 rushing.
I'm gonna go on the complete opposite side of things. I'll go Kansas City and Travis Kelce touchdown.
Yeah. Hey, it is what it is.
I'm just gonna go with Travis Kelce touchdown, Kansas City winning, and a hell of a press conference because they're just all going to be asking nothing
Taylor,
about the
Taylor,
game.
Taylor. Well, was she able to get onto the field to celebrate
with
you?
Did you fucking hear what they were talking about? Oh, she's in Tokyo doing a tour. Will she make the game? Plane. Oh my God, it's the end of the world if she doesn't make it.
The tracker on the plane.
Be a tracker.
This is going to be like fucking Otani and Kawhi when it's like, they're tracking the plane. Is she going to make it on time? It's like,
I mean, she's larger than fucking life, clearly.
They're going to get the police escort as soon as she gets off there. She'll make it to the game. Don't worry.
At halftime, they'll make an exception. They'll open the roof at the stadium and she can land in the helicopter. She'll
absolutely plop in. And the last second add to the halftime show. Sorry, Usher, get the fuck out of here, is Taylor Swift. He just hears her start singing. And then who do you see on the sideline? He's not in the dressing room. You just see Kelce just clapping.
You know what I did see, though? Fuck. In terms of like, childhood memories. Apparently SpongeBob is going to be, they're going to have them do Sweet Victory.
Oh,
they're
actually, that's fucking
they're
amazing.
They're actually going to do, like, I think it's going to be CGI, and they're at Nickelodeon's actually going to have them perform before, I think it's before the game. It's before or at halftime. So people will be able to stream that if they don't want to watch Usher. But when I saw that, I was like, oh, that's like a childhood core memory unlocked right there. That's something. Smart.
Putting it on YouTube because they know, like, if it's on TV, a lot of people might miss it. So you put it on YouTube and then it's going to trend for like 2 weeks after. So
I got
the YouTube money.
How many Pfizer commercials do you think we're going to see Travis Kelce in during the Super Bowl? Fucking ridiculous.
Well, we're going to end it on that. The fucking Super Bowl, Kansas City is going to win.
Niners, baby. Niners.
Regardless, it's going to be good though. It's going to be fireworks.
100%. I'm going to get to see Chris, you know, sweat his picks that he's going to have on the evening. I'm just going to be able to drink some beer and enjoy hopefully seeing the outcome that I would like to see.
What color Gatorade do you guys?
I'm going to fucking go back to the well. Orange. It's going to be fucking orange.
Kyle Shanahan got asked that his favorite color Gatorade, I think it was yesterday during some of the press conferences for the media on Media Day. And he said, you know, Kyle, what's your favorite color Gatorade? He's like, you know what, man? Honestly, I like orange. It's always been one of my favorites. So in the event the Niners win, don't be surprised if you see maybe some red or some orange. I will say, though, I'm going to go yellow. Only reason why is because it seems like every time that the Chiefs have won, it's been yellow when Andy Reid gets dunked. So I'm going to say yellow just in case, but hopefully it's orange and Shanahan gets a bath.
I don't think, like last year, I was actually surprised that the underdog purple won, but I think this will be very symbolic this year. And I don't know if there's like a green flavor, so I'm going to go lemon lime. I'll go with the yellow because this one's going to symbolize the money that the NFL made this year. So they're going to look back at the tape and like, that's a color of money. So that's what we're going with because we made a shitload of money. We robbed the public. So.
Or they could do what they did last year and you see how both teams are fucking red and orange. No. It's going to be blue. It's going to be a fucking, it's blue. Okay. You never know. But this is going to be fucking fun. This is what people bet on.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Oh, well, hey, not to mention you're going to have people.
How long the fucking anthem is? Is it two minutes and 20 seconds? How do you have a fucking time limit that's spot on?
Is it heads or tails?
Oh, you know,
$80,000 on tails.
Game starts, you see a guy in the corner fucking crying. Buddy, why are you crying? The game's up.
Just lost $80,000 because it was heads.
I also saw one year there was a bet, and I'm assuming you can do it every year for the Super Bowl. You can bet on how many players from each team go to the coin toss. So you can bet like, no, you can bet over under, I'm assuming, 2.5 for the Niners and 3.5 for the Chiefs. And then, you know, people either win or fucking lose when they're, it's like, what the fuck happened? I just lost $2,000. Why? I got the over under wrong on the guys at the coin toss. It's like, why?
There was one guy I knew, I don't want to say his name, but he bet $300 on an opening face off in NHL. What? And he ended up winning, but I will never forget it. He looks at me, he's like, I got to make a bet like for the first period. I'm like, okay, do first period total. He's like, no, even better. First period, the very first puck drop and it showed like the two players and the odds of them winning it. And he took the underdog to win the draw and he won the draw. Shh, and he won, I think he won like $640. I'm like, yeah. Dude, you put $300 on an opening face-off?
That's like the Are first you okay? NBA method of scoring, three-pointer on the first basket. Plus $1,200.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, all sports fans enjoy the Super Bowl. You know, the betting stuff, as fun as it is, we get a little carried away. People tend to get carried away. But we're all excited to see. Hopefully, we all get an outcome that we all desire, whether it's what's best for sports or what's best for the business. And hopefully, it's a memorable one. And we're going to see some history, hopefully, whether it's new history or some old history. But we're going to conclude with that. Super Bowl Sunday is upon us. We also talked about the All-Star game this past weekend and, of course, some of the amazing and curious things that are going to be happening in the WWE the next little while before WrestleMania.
Make sure you watch tomorrow night. That press conference is going to be spicy.
Yep. And with that, that concludes another episode of In the Zone. Once again, we want to thank you guys for tuning in if you stayed all the way to the end. Once again, make sure you follow us on Instagram, check us out on YouTube, and of course on Spotify and everywhere else you get your podcasts. That's it for this one, guys. Peace.